Today's video is the third and final part in a series on beekeeping. In this series, we walk you through, in simple steps, what to do from the time that you get your hive, maintaining the hive, extracting the honey, and now we're going to talk about how to winterize your beehive so that they make it through the winter. Let's get to it. Before we start preparing our hives for the winter, we're gonna jack the bees one last time and do one last round of extraction. Don't worry, we'll make sure that the bees have enough to get through winter. Trust me, I wanna keep these guys alive because they're really hard workers. So there's still a lot of frames that have honey, so we're gonna extract what we can. Removing the honey supers and leaving only the brood chambers is gonna make it easier for the bees to regulate their temperature through the winter season. If there's too many honey supers stacked on top, then that means that the bees are going to have to heat that space. So we want more bees in a more confined space so that they can keep each other warm. If you want more information about the actual extraction process, check out part two of this series. To reward ourselves, we extracted and jarred the honey from the frames that we removed.
Okay, so this is a 5-gallon tub of honey. I got about 6 of these this season from 2 hives. We actually have 3 hives. One didn't produce much because it was the hive that split off and it swarmed. But let's see how many jars of honey we get out of this stuff. Take a look at this. There's no real good way of doing this that I found. It's kind of just a matter of, you can use a funnel. This will prevent the honey from going on to the glass, I suppose, but it probably still will. Doesn't take much to fill up one of these jars. Oh yeah, almost went a little overboard there. A lot of the time is spent doing this. Waiting, right? That was actually pretty friction free. If I can do that 50 times. So this is actually lighter honey, and I think that's because the bees were collecting it from different flowers, whereas this is mostly canola and clover honey. Tastes just as good, but may not have the exact same amount of nutrients. They say the darker the honey, the more nutrients there is in it. Because honey's antimicrobial, I'm not gonna like water bath or can these. I'm not gonna heat seal them, because this stuff is pretty antibiotic, antimicrobial.
With our hives now reduced, we're ready to start testing and treating for mites. This is absolutely essential to do because if you don't, it can lead to colony collapse and all of your bees will die. There are several ways to treat your hives for mites, but today we're using a combination of oxalic acid treatment as well as essential oils. Now to test for the mites, we scoop 1/2 cup or 200 bees into our shaker. And you need to be very careful not to accidentally get the queen in your test sample, because unfortunately, these bees will die in the process. But that's just the cost of making sure the entire colony doesn't die. The few must be sacrificed for the many. After doing the tests, the mites will fall to the bottom and you count how many mites are in your sample of 200 bees. I believe we counted about 3 mites. That was enough to warrant a treatment. So we put on our personal protective equipment and we got our diffuser. We plugged it in and we waited for our diffuser to heat up to 230 degrees Celsius before adding the oxalic acid. We gave it a test shot and it looks as though we're ready to go. Now there is some debate on the best way to apply oxalic acid, but we're putting it in through the top entrance way of the hive. That way we can see the vapor coming out of the bottom entrance. We'll know that the entire hive has been coated. Now while the bees aren't directly affected by the treatment, they don't like when something new is introduced to the hive. And of course this is potentially very dangerous to humans, so I'm sure that the bees don't like it much either. You can see the bees starting to pour out of the bottom of the entrance here. Now our friends over at Strewn Road Apiaries also brought along a herbal mite treatment for us to try. Something like this is a lot cheaper and could be a better option for beekeeping hobbyists. Normally, you would do multiple oxalic acid treatments, but because we have these essential oils, we're only going to do one treatment of oxalic acid.
This is the hippy dippy.
AP Life Var. Thymol, eucalyptus, camphor, and menthol.
Does it actually work, is the question.
We have not tried this because we do oxalic all the time, but I did buy extra when I bought this for you.
I'll be your guinea pig, I guess.
And I'll be a guinea pig too, because I'll do one or two highs with it and see what we think, right?
So we put them on the four corners of the lid?
Right.
So here we break off pieces of this wafer of herbs and essential oils, and you can see that the bees scatter where the wafer is placed. They don't cause any harm to the bees themselves. They're just not happy about having something foreign in the hive. Now, we're going to do this herbal treatment three times over the next couple weeks. So with a combination of our one oxalic acid treatment and three rounds of our herbal treatment, we should prevent any mite issues from arising over the winter and the spring. We'll have to wait a few weeks as we complete the herbal treatment. Then it's time to wrap up our hives and hunker down for the cold prairie winter that awaits. Now, because we stole all of the bees' honey, we actually have to feed them to make sure that they can get through the winter. We do this with corn syrup. Now, in an SHTF situation, you probably wouldn't have the luxury of having corn syrup available, so you would have to make sure that you kept a certain amount of honey in the hive. So these feeders are basically just a food-grade bucket, and on the top of the bucket, there's a screen in which corn syrup can flow through when you flip it upside down. So you flip it upside down, and the corn syrup for the first few seconds will pour out, but because eventually air can't escape, the corn syrup will stop flowing quickly, and you just put this on top of the hole on the top of your hive. The bees then are going to fly up to the screen, extract some corn syrup, and systematically extract all of that corn syrup from that bucket and put it into their hive for the winter. This will probably take a couple days, but it's amazing how fast they can go through one of these feeders. We're gonna give them two doses, so two feeders over the course of about a week and a half.
So what we have to do, first, gotta go like this. We gotta let all that drip until it stops leaking. Once it stops leaking, because the air pressure. So we're going to put it on there and we're going to feed these. Just like that. This is corn syrup. One. Last one. We don't want them to drown, so. Okay. There we go. These empties we will go and fill. That should be it for winter. Hopefully they are right.
All right, we're good to go. Shut her down. So guys, we're wrapping up the bees for winter. It's getting cold outside. We got a nice balmy 3 degrees going on. Old man winter is rearing his ugly mug. So that means it's time to get these boys wrapped up.
The first thing we want to do is bring all of the hives onto one pallet. Beehives produce a lot of heat, so wrapping them all together will allow the hives to keep each other warm. It's kind of like putting multiple people in a single sleeping bag. We'll also put entrance reducers on the bottom of each of our hives. This is going to limit the amount of cold air getting into the hive through the bottom, as well as prevent mice and other types of intruders from entering. An important step in winterizing our hives is switching out the wooden lids for specialized insulated lids. This provides an additional layer of insulation and also prevents condensation from building up and dripping down into our bees.
So insulated lids, we use them on all our hives. They've got a top feeder hole. They're really good.
And so there's comb in there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's just, it's been used before. It's not brand new. Yeah, we use them all year. Like Trevor said, it keeps them
Heated there.
hot in the winter, warm in the winter, and cool in the summer.
We have to remove some of the wax that the bees have built up to ensure that our lid sits snugly on top of our frames. Now, with our new lid secured, we're ready to wrap.
These are Western wraps?
Western wrap is better, yeah.
So this is just tarp and then some insulation?
It's just, yeah, and it's very thin, like it doesn't really insulate them very much.
But. Okay.
So the joint I usually put on the east side for wind-wise. So we're going to walk this around, line that up.
Oh, yeah, I see. Huh, look at that. Easy peasy.
With our wrap on, we put on what are called entrance caps. This is so that the bees can get in or out if they need to, and this also keeps the insulation hard and fast to the boxes. We now throw on the insulation for the top and wrap this thing up like a Christmas present.
So we just bring it down and
hook it on the pallet.
Hook it on the pallet. As long as it doesn't come off, it don't matter.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
That's that, hey?
Yeah.
That's it?
That is it.
Wow. In terms of winter maintenance, what do I have to do? Just
nothing.
Watch movies?
Yeah, watch movies, have a beer in front of the fire.
Yeah.
So these are all the steps we took to prepare our bees for the winter. And this also marks the end of the first season of beekeeping. And I gotta say, it was a great success. We got a lot of honey and we learned a lot of things. It was a bit of work, but all in all, it was a relatively hands-off process. And I was actually blown away by the volume of honey that we were able to extract. I again want to thank our friends over at Strewn Road Apiaries for all the help and expertise they offer. If you want more information about what they do, please go through the link in the description below and show your support. If you're interested in getting into beekeeping, stay tuned for our abridged first year of beekeeping video, which will be coming out soon. That will include all three parts of this series into one. A simple, easy to follow and understand guide for how to get into beekeeping from start to finish. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Canadian Prepper out.
The best way to support this channel is to support yourself by gearing up at CanadianPreparedness.com, where you'll find high-quality survival gear at the best prices, no junk, and no gimmicks. Use discount code PREPPINGGEAR for 10% off. Don't forget, the strong survive, but the prepared thrive. Stay safe.